You're listening to the Karibo Shoe Podcast, Episode 32, Pokemon Let's Go.
I wanna be the very best that no one ever was. To catch them is my real test. To train them is my cause. I will travel across the land, searching far and wide. Each Pokemon to understand the power that's inside.
Pokemon, gotta catch 'em all.
It's you and me. I know it's my destiny.
Pokemon,
oh, you're my best friend.
In a world we must defend. Pokemon, gotta catch 'em all.
Our hearts are true. Our courage will pull us through. You teach me.
Prepare for trouble.
And make it double.
To protect the world from devastation.
To unite all peoples within our nation.
To denounce the evils of truth and love.
To extend our reach to the stars above.
Brandon.
Chad.
Team Karibo Shoe blast off at the speed of light.
Subscribe now or prepare to fight.
Meowth, that's right!
Welcome back to another episode of the Karibo Shoe Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon, and I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Chad.
Hello again, Brandon.
So we hope you enjoyed that little intro we recorded for you guys, and we've got a very special show today. We're going to be talking all about Pokemon Let's Go. And before we get into that, though, we're going to go ahead and talk about what we've been playing in the news. So, Chad, what have you been playing here lately?
So I've been staying pretty steady on Pokemon Go and Pocket Camp. Still playing those about every day, checking in at least.
Yeah.
So really enjoying my time with that. Played a little bit of Splatoon 2 on the Switch.
Oh, very nice.
Just a little bit here with a friend. And also purchased a new game on the eShop.
Oh, really?
Bouncy Bob. It is currently on sale for 14 cents. So I thought, how could I go wrong?
Wow, you really broke the bank for that one. Boy, 14 cents.
Boy, did I go wrong. I played about 4 or 5 minutes, and I don't know if I'll ever play it again.
Describe Bouncy Bob to me, Chad.
So you're this little bouncy fella named Bob, and you just jump around. You can't move. There's a little arrow that's above your head, and you can't control it. It's just moving from left to right. And you hold down the A button to charge your jump, and you jump in that direction, whichever way the arrow's going. And there's little zombie rabbits and stuff around there, so you have to land on them. So it's a pretty complicated game, but I don't know if it's for me.
Would you say it's worth the 14 cents?
Oh, I don't know. I just paid it with it out of gold points on there, so I don't have real money invested.
Paid with it with Nintendo money.
That's right.
Okay. Well, that's quite the recommendation. Yeah, I haven't been playing much either, just more Pokemon Go and Pocket Camp. And of course, Pokemon Let's Go. We're going to get into that in just a little bit. We got just a little bit of news here, not a whole lot. But a few items. So the NES, Nintendo Switch Online November games have been released. So we're getting a big release with this month. We're getting Metroid. So that's a pretty heavy hitter right there.
Very excited that this has came along. I've already tried it out, and Metroid, love it.
Yeah. So we're also getting a few other games. We're getting Mighty Bomb Jack, which is one I really have no experience with. And Twinbee, which I also didn't play as a kid, but this one looks kind of neat. It's kind of an overhead shooter, and it looks kind of neat. I think it has co-op as well, so we might have to try this one out.
For sure.
And then it looks like there's a Gradius special edition, kind of like they did with the Legend of Zelda one. So
Right. Getting
another little bonus game there. So that's definitely worth checking out if you've got Nintendo Switch Online. Another bit of news, and this is kind of sad, but Prima Games, the makers of strategy guides for a lot of Nintendo games, they've been making them for, years and years and years. They're actually going to be shutting down in spring 2019 after 28 years of publication. And, man, this is kind of the end of an era here.
I'm very sad to see this bit of news here. I love strategy guides, and with no instruction manuals in our games anymore, this is kind of an alternative to me as a strategy guide. Mm-hmm. And now we're not even going to have that.
Yeah, it's really sad. I remember when the days when I was young playing games, you'd have a big game come out, and there may be three or four different companies make strategy guides for it. I mean, it was big. It was a big deal back before most people had the internet. But it's just kind of, like you said, kind of with the instruction manuals going away, and now we're getting rid of the strategy guides. It's just kind of sad because I don't know. I still like just flipping through a book about a game I love instead of just looking online about it.
I do as well.
So, but anyway, I think they are making a Pokemon Let's Go strategy guide, which I have ordered. It has not arrived. And I think they're doing a Smash Brothers Ultimate guide. So,
yes,
that's definitely some things maybe worth picking up. It may be one of the last guides they do. And then we're going to move into some more some Pokemon news that doesn't have anything to do with Pokemon Let's Go. But man, we got our first trailer for the Detective Pikachu movie was released this week.
This kind of just dropped out of nowhere to me.
Yeah, it kind of took the internet by storm, I'd say.
It did. I caught it within the first 5 minutes. Just happened to find it. Of it being released, and I tell you what, I was telling everybody as quick as I could, and it was really neat.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. It's different for sure, but I mean, it's a live action Pokemon movie. I mean, you know, a lot of the Pokemon like Pikachu is really, really furry looking in here, yes. Which is not kind of how I picture him, but I think it'll kind of grow on me. I've watched the trailer now multiple times, and I really like what they've done with the Pokemon that I've seen so far.
Yeah, I do as well. I'm kind of surprised that if they're going to make a Pokemon movie, they choose Detective Pikachu. Kind of an odd choice to me, but I'm definitely a Detective Pikachu fan, so I hope more people will be as well.
Exactly, and I mean, we can prove how big of fans we are because we have the giant Pikachu, Detective Pikachu amiibo each.
Oh, yes, that's right.
So really looking forward to that. I think that comes out in 2019, and hopefully we'll get another trailer or two before it's released. And then the last bit of news we have here is there was an update to Pokemon Go on the smartphone. And previously, you know, there are eggs in Pokemon Go that you will get maybe at a Pokestop. You may get an egg, and you will have to actually walk distances. They'll be like 2 kilometers, 5 kilometers, 7 kilometers, or 10-kilometer eggs. And you have to actually walk that distance in the game for them to hatch, and you'll get a Pokemon out of it. Well, previously, until this update, you would have to have the app open for your steps to count. And so I really didn't hatch much eggs because I don't really like just keeping the app open all the time when I'm walking around. But now there's an update, and the Pokemon Go will now count the steps that you make even when the app is not open. So you're just walking around with your phone in your pocket asleep, and it will count your steps now. And man, I've been hatching eggs right and left.
I have too. I'm constantly getting notifications that, oh, an egg is about to hatch.
Right.
And I'm running out of incubators and eggs.
So. Me too. I've ran out of incubators other than the one that doesn't break. And right. It's just like, man, do I spend some money on some more? Because I really want to hatch these eggs.
You never know what you're going
to
get.
So I think this was an outstanding update to Pokemon Go. I've always wondered, why does the app have to be open for this to count?
It also helps your partner Pokemon find candy as well,
exactly.
So that helps a lot.
You know, I really want a Venusaur, so I've currently got an Ivysaur as my partner Pokemon, and I'm just trying to get as many candies as I can so I can evolve it.
Very nice.
All right, so that's going to do it for what we've been playing in the news. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk about Pokemon Let's Go. All right, so our main topic tonight is Pokemon Let's Go. The game came out the same day that we're recording on Friday, and we've had a couple hours with the game so far, and we're just chomping at the bit to talk with each other about it and talk with all you about it. So let's just get right into it. Chad, what version did you end up getting?
So as I've said on the podcast before, I pre-ordered Pokemon Let's Go Eevee. Special edition, but after going with you and Tristan and your nephew, I switched over to Let's Go Pikachu after we went to that demo event.
Yeah.
I switched over to canceled my EV, got the Let's Go Pikachu edition, because I really like the way he sits on your shoulder instead of EV too. On the head. That was the big thing for me. And plus, I'm just a big Pikachu fan anyway.
Yeah.
So I would like to pick up the EV edition later, but for now, we're sticking with Pikachu.
Yeah.
So I did get the bundle that comes with the Pokeball Plus.
Yes.
And that's the one I picked up.
Yep. Well, I picked up the exact same one as you. One thing I was excited about is that the Pokeball Plus in the bundle is in the same box as if you buy it separately. So for the collectors out there that like the boxes, I was worried that it was just going to be loose or in like a box that didn't have any markings on it or something. But if you buy the bundle, you get the exact same box for the Pokeball Plus as you would if you bought it separately.
So. I was really glad to see that as well.
Yeah, something for the collectors to hear about. I took off work early today so I could get in some Pokemon playing. And wow, this game just, it really just brings me back to when I was playing Pokemon Yellow. It's just, it's so well done. It's a beautiful game. I think the graphics are just outstanding on it. It really brings the original game up to life.
It really does. You know, the colors and just the over the 3D animation, it looks incredible.
Yeah.
I love seeing Kanto in this setting.
I agree. Just kind of when you're walking through the tall grass and it kind of moves, or if there are Pokemon's running through the grass and the grass kind of moves when the Pokemon goes, it's just so awesome. And I tell you one thing I wasn't really sure about, because when we played it at the event, you couldn't really hear the sound, but the soundtrack is amazing on this
game.
It's
really good.
It is all just like, you know, redone versions of all the original songs, and it's just a joy to listen to.
It really is.
I've heard that the soundtrack is coming out in a few months, and I'm definitely going to try to get my hands on it.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. So you start off, you know, of course, with you as your character, and you have to name it. What did you go with?
So I went with Cap. That's kind of my handle on most of our stuff.
Very nice.
C-A-P.
Yeah. I kind of did the same. I also went with Cap. No. I mean, I used mine. I'm B-Mac. So, and then it came time to name your rival, and I kind of made a mistake here, because in Pokemon Yellow, you know, your rival is Gary, and he picks an Eevee when you get a Pikachu. Well, in Pokemon Let's Go, kind of the same thing happens. There's another neighbor kid there, and you pick a Pikachu, and he gets Eevee, and they said name him. So I named him Gary. And then a few more hours into the game, the actual Gary shows up, and I'm just like, oh, man. Thankfully, they called him Blue in this game, so I don't have two Garys running around. But, yeah, I wish I could go back and change that.
I tell you, I had Gary typed in, and I don't know why, because I knew that was Gary, but it wasn't. But so I thought of someone else. I backed it out, and I put Brandon.
Oh, no!
So you are now my rival in the game.
I don't know how I feel about this. Should I be honored or upset?
They said friendly rivals. I was like, well, okay. That'll work.
Yeah, and it definitely is more a friend than rival. I mean, he's just always praising you and giving you free items and stuff. So, yeah, it's not very Gary-like. So
he reminds me a lot of the your friend in Pokemon Sun and Moon.
Yes.
I can't remember his name.
I know exactly who you're talking about. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you get your partner Pokemon, and I was kind of surprised at first. You know, we both have the Pikachu version. He just follows you. He doesn't ride on you. And I was like, man, am I doing something wrong? But after a while, he'll start hopping on you, and now he's there to stay, it seems like.
Right, yeah, I did the same thing. I was wondering what was going on, but the further you go in the story, then you'll get up there.
Yeah, so I've been playing this game completely docked so far on my big screen TV, because I've always wanted to play a Pokemon game on my big screen, you know, on a home console. And so for at least the first of the game, I really wanted to kind of just see it on the big screen. So I've been playing like that. It runs really smooth. It looks amazing. Have you been playing it docked or handheld or both?
So I started out docked with and using the Pokeball Plus accessory.
Okay.
And then after a couple hours of that, I switched over to handheld. I was having some issues with the aiming.
Mm-hmm.
And so I switched over to handheld. It seems to work really good. It runs really nice on that as well.
Nice. I've heard that it's almost easier to catch wild Pokemon in handheld.
So I had trouble with the flying types, such as Butterfree and Zubat. Mm-hmm. I had, because they go from side to side, and I was going through a lot of Pokeballs. I just couldn't ever land one. I switched over to handheld and used the A button to throw the Pokeball, and it worked a little bit better for me. So I did like that.
That's what I've heard. One of the reviews I read, someone said when they get to the very late, you know, the late game stuff where you got some really powerful Pokemon you're encountering, they said they just would just undock their Switch and just catch it in handheld because it's so much easier.
Gotcha.
So I don't know. I've actually had pretty good success so far playing docked and catching them, but I did have trouble with a Zubat. I probably took me 6 or 7 Pokeballs to capture it. So, but they've been so far been pretty generous with handing out Pokeballs. That was one thing I was worried about is, hey, am I going to be buying a bunch of Pokeballs? Because, man, you start out and you don't have very much money. I don't know. I mean, I've been battling every trainer I come across and I still don't have a ton of money.
Right.
But so far, I haven't had to buy any Pokeballs. So
after it seems like you battle another trainer, sometimes they'll give you about 3 Pokeballs or something. So that's really helpful so you don't have to keep running back to the store.
I agree. Yeah. And it seems like also if you just, and I kind of always have done this anyway in Pokemon games, if you just explore every little nook and cranny in the game, there's all kinds of stuff just sitting on the ground you can pick up.
Right.
And it seems like also once you kind of have your partner Pokemon bonded a little bit with you where he's riding on you, they'll also will find secret items that are hidden for you sometimes. So,
very nice.
So let's just talk about kind of where we've gotten so far. So I've made it all the way to Mount Moon. That's where I am right now. So I've beaten my first gym. I beat Brock. And is that kind of where you are as well?
Yeah, so I beat Brock as well and just got into Mount Moon, just walked in through to the opening of the cave.
Yeah, so I really like Mount Moon so far. I've caught some pretty cool Pokemon in there. I got a Zubat and a Geodude and a Clefairy and a Chansey even. So I was really happy to get one of those.
That was the last Pokemon that I caught. Yeah. It was a Chansey.
A Chansey,
I was very, very happy to get it.
Yeah, so it's just, I mean, I have zero complaints so far from what I've played so far. Everything's just been great.
You know, I'm really, really glad they made this kind of in the Kanto region and everything.
Oh, I know it.
I didn't grow up with Pokemon, but I know these Pokemon better than any of the others.
Yeah.
And so just seeing them all in full 3D and everything, but I like that they kept the little sprites.
Oh, yes.
Kind of like the old style, how they look.
Me too, in the menus and stuff, yes.
That's really, really well done.
Yeah, and I like a lot of the new additions they've made to this game, from that are different than the originals. Like the fact that you have your Pokemon bag with you at all times. You don't have to go to a Poke Center to swap out Pokemon from your party and what you've got stored. That sure is nice because I'm catching them, you know, especially at the start. I'm kind of revamping my party, you know, all the time. When I get something else I like, I'll swap out something else. And it's nice not having to go to a Pokemon Center to do that.
Right. Yes, I like that as well.
Looks like it still has the same save system where you've got to go in there and save manually. I don't think it'll save for you or anything, so make sure you do that. I know a lot of more modern games will save all the time for you, but one thing I do like, and I think that's always been this way in Pokemon games, is when you save, it'll tell you how much time you spent in the game.
Yeah.
So that's nice. I'm a couple hours in, and especially on the Switch where they don't tell you how long you've played a game for 10 days in the in the Switch profile for yourself. At least you can see on here on the game how many hours you've played right away.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm not going to like that in the future after I see how much time I've got invested in this. But
yeah, I'll tell you what, I spent most of my time probably, I'd say, in Viridian Forest. There was a lot of different Pokemon to catch in that area right there.
Right.
That's where I was able to snag a bunch of probably the majority of the Pokemon I've gotten so far. And I'll tell you what, it is just, it really is nice to be able to see the wild Pokemon in the grass where you can go to them or avoid them if you want to, because it sure was nice. Like, okay, I got my one Metapod and my one Kakuna. Like, I'm not touching those again. Whereas in the old games, it seems like you just go, you know, over and over and over again, you'd get a Metapod or something or a Pidgey. So it's so nice that you can just kind of pick and choose now.
Right, yeah, I love that. I was seeing Oddish all over the place. So after I caught one, I would just try and make my way through there, through the army of Caterpies and everything.
Yes, exactly. Also, it seemed like on the route to the route that leads to Mount Moon, it seemed like there were some Mankeys running around in my game. Were you able to get one of those?
Yes, I caught a couple, actually.
I did, too. I was so surprised to see that. I just didn't remember there being one there. I thought it was a later game Pokemon.
I was pretty surprised. I thought he'd be later in the game as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was able to snag one.
And, of course, there's also, if you're watching the wild Pokemon, there'll be some that kind of have a blue aura around them and some that have a red aura, and that means either they're a large or a small Pokemon. It seems like you get more experience if you catch those as well.
Very cool.
So if you're looking to kind of beef up your team, I would even, you know, even if it's a Pokemon I already had, I'd go ahead and try to catch it because it seemed like it'd give you quite a bit more experience. And also how you catch the Pokemon seems like it seems like you get a bonus if you catch them on your first throw. I don't know if you noticed that or not. You get a little more experience for doing that.
So. It's usually my second throw sometimes.
Same here. I know in docked mode, and I started out with the Joy-Con, and then I moved over to the Pokeball Plus after it charged for a while. And there definitely seems to be a little bit of a delay when you fling the controller and when the ball gets thrown. Because if you're really trying for one of those, what is the best one you can get? Like an excellent throw, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
So I would think I would be timing it right, and it'd be just a step slow.
Right.
And so that's something I'm going to have to get used to the timing on. And it's probably a lot better in handheld where you're just pressing a button.
So whenever I was using the Pokeball Plus to move around and everything, and I missed out on a Butterfree, so I went back through the forest trying to find another one, and I was avoiding Pokemon. I went all the way to the beginning and back to where I was again, and I was actually getting a little – I started running, and it started slowing down on me. I had avoided so many Pokemon nonstop running, and I got a little bit of lag there. I wasn't a big fan of that, but I don't know if it was just trying to load the Pokemon in the screen. I would say that's probably the reason.
Yeah. No, I saw one Butterfree in that forest, and I was lucky enough to catch it. But definitely, I was shocked to see one because I was thinking, oh, I'm definitely going to have to evolve, you know, a Metapod or something into that.
It was a lot bigger than I thought it would be, too.
It was huge.
Butterfree is really big.
Yeah, yeah.
But how do you like the moving with the Pokeball Plus? Because if you kind of turn it or anything, it seems like it doesn't move quite well. You need to be holding it pretty straight.
Yeah, I agree. I like it okay, but I was having a little bit of trouble. You know, you have to select things with the Pokeball Plus. You got to push in on the stick.
Right.
So I had a few problems where I was, you know, I was in a battle and I was selecting a move. And when I would click in on the stick, you know, it would kind of move the stick a little bit as I clicked in, and it would select a different move that I didn't want.
Right.
And it's okay because, you know, I wasn't in a really tough battle, but I could see how that could be very annoying in some of the later game stuff. So, I don't know. I really do like the Pokeball Plus, but I don't know if it's actually the best way to play the game or control your character, maybe. I think the Joy-Con would be a little better, honestly.
Right.
Just because you have more – you don't have to click in on the stick. You can just press a button, you know, to select something. But yeah, I guess let's go ahead and move and talk about the Pokeball Plus. I mean, as far as just the thing itself, we've got ours here in our hands right now, and I really do like this thing. I just absolutely love the weight of it. It's just, and kind of the texture of it. It's like a matte texture. It's not glossy or anything, and I don't know. I really like this thing. I, of course, loved the Mew that was inside of it. I guess we can talk about that. So when I hooked my Pokeball Plus up to my game, I realized, oh, there's the Mew in there. And I was very surprised to see that it was a level 1 Mew, so you can start using it right away. So I really thought they were going to throw in like a level 50 Mew or something where you'd have to wait a little while to play as it. But no, you can get started with him right away. And he's definitely has a spot in my party.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I couldn't believe he was level 1. Most of all the kind of special Pokemon you get, they're at least level 50, sometimes level 100 before you can even use
them. Right, yeah.
So you can't use that at the start of the game. But I was very excited to get Mew. Yes, he's in my party as well. So, yeah, currently I've got a Pikachu, my partner Pokemon, inside the Pokeball.
Very nice.
This Pokeball Plus, it has two buttons. Like I said, it does have great weight. It has a button right on the top. It's kind of faint to see, but has a little outline on it. And I believe that's pretty much the B button.
Yeah, it'll take you back
into the menu. And then the stick, which is the button on the front, is that's pretty much your A button. That's how you move it and just tilt it. But if you click it, you can pretty much select anything on there.
Mm-hmm.
And then it has a strap on it and has a little ring that you can put your finger through. which I've been trying to move this stuff around and stuff, but mostly I just put the strap on and put my ring, my finger through the ring.
Yeah.
It's kind of in the way if you don't.
It is. I thought I would not use the little ring thing at all, but it's like, what do you do with it if your finger's not in it? So I've just kind of gotten used to it. And
right.
So not only can you play Pokemon Let's Go with this as a controller, but this also will connect to your Pokemon Go smartphone app. And I have not done this yet, but I think you had a little experience with it.
So yeah, I got it all hooked up with Pokemon Go, and I've never had a Pokemon Go Plus, the bracelet.
Right.
So yeah. I'm not really sure how those work. I'd say it's pretty similar, but I went ahead before I came over here to record and hit a couple Pokestops and a couple gyms and caught a few Pokemon with it. So, well, we can start, I guess, with you can actually put your Pokemon in here. I had a Mankey in here before I stopped to put the Pikachu in here, and he gets experience from in Pokemon Go. If you're catching other Pokemon or getting some items from Pokestops, he'll get experience. He was a level 10 when I put him in here. I hit probably 3 or 4 Pokestops, and by the time I took him out, about 15 minutes, he gained about 5 levels.
That's awesome.
I couldn't believe it. I was very surprised, so I immediately stuck Pikachu in here because I'm kind of funny. The Pokemon I start out with, that's my most powerful Pokemon.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be. But so I thought that was really cool. And whenever you come up to a gym or a Pokestop, it'll start kind of flashing some colors, and then it'll vibrate, and you just click it. And I had the app open. I'm not sure if it works, if the app is closed or not. I wouldn't think it would. But I had the app open, and you could kind of see it had like a little heart above the Pokestop.
Okay.
And I would just click the button, and it just all my items would show up on my screen.
Oh,
up on
that's
the side.
Awesome.
And same with Pokemon. You'd see a bunch of Pokemon there, and it'd be like a little heart above them, whichever one it was going to try and catch. And I would just click it, and it'd either say it was caught, or you'd
try
keep on
again.
Going, just try again,
yeah.
Right? So I went through a lot of Pokeballs, but I probably caught 10 Pokemon, in no time.
That's awesome. I can't wait to try this out. And I love hearing that you were able to build up your Mankey that quick. This is going to be, it sounds like a great way to level up some Pokemon, especially if it might be one that you really don't want in your party taking up a spot. Like we were just talking before the show, I think like a Magikarp would be a great Pokemon to put in here if you're going to be playing a lot of Pokemon Go when you're out and about, because you could level that Magikarp up quite a bit and get it closer to being a Gyarados.
Right, exactly. One other thing about the Pokeball Plus, it does have the charge port is in the back beneath the strap. It's kind of a cheesy flap. I don't really like it.
It is. It's kind of hard to even know how to open it at first unless you're looking at it real good.
Right, yeah. I wasn't a big fan of it. It reminds me a lot of the Switch's kickstand on the back. Little kids, I think probably a lot of them won't survive. We'll see.
Yeah, I was happy to see that it is a USB-C port, so it uses the same charging cable as the Switch Pro controllers and the Nintendo Switch itself. So I was really glad about that. So one cable will charge everything up.
Getting back to your Magikarp also, how did you get that Magikarp?
Well, you know, I don't have a fishing rod yet, so I was in it was a Pokemon Center or a Pokemon Mart, I can't remember, and a guy offered to sell me one for 500 Pokemon dollars or whatever they call them, and I was like an idiot, I went ahead and paid it, and then he kind of seemed surprised that I was willing to part with that much money, so I don't know, maybe I did a bad deal there, but I did purchase it.
Sounds kind of shady. I did as well. I purchased the Magikarp.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm just kind of curious how easy a Magikarp will be able to come by in this game. Because I don't know if you'll be able to fish in this game. Do you have any idea if you'll be able to get a fishing pole?
I'm pretty sure you do.
You do.
If
okay.
I remember right, you definitely get one, but it's later on in the game. So I was like, man, I would really like to have a water-type Pokemon. So I went ahead and parted with the money. I may regret it later. If I get a fishing pole and there's just Magikarps everywhere, well, I'll probably regret it.
There you go.
Anyway, at least I have one now, and I am thinking about putting him in my Pokeball Plus and just getting him, trying to get him leveled up some.
Get you a Gyarados.
Yeah. So let's see. I'm trying to think if there's much else that we need to cover at this point. I don't think either of us have gotten far enough in the game where we could start seeing the how you transfer the Pokemon from Pokemon Go into Pokemon Let's Go. Hopefully we'll be able to talk about that next week.
I hope so. And I'd also like to do some trading with you and some online battles.
I think
stuff.
We'll probably do a few trades here after we finish recording now that we're together.
Definitely.
But yeah, that's kind of where we are so far. Is there anything else that you want to say about it, Chad?
The Pokemon following you and everything. Have you had any of them try to follow you? It's really neat to see how different Pokemon follow you and all that.
Yes, I don't have just a ton of Pokemon yet, but I had like an Oddish follow me and an Eratata. I didn't even think to have like Mew follow me yet. So
right, I haven't tried Mew. One thing I've noticed, all of them follow you, except Mankey. He, every time you turn or anything, he's always in front of you. He's always leading the charge. I know he's kind of a seems like he's kind of a violent Pokemon a little bit, and he's always ready to fight. But every time, if he's ahead of you and you turn the other way, he quickly runs around and gets in front of you.
Kind of leads the way.
Yeah, it's really odd. I haven't noticed any other Pokemon like that. I don't know if a Primeape will be that way as well.
Yeah, well, that's cool. That's I like the different Pokemon that follow you. They'll have little different personalities and stuff. And I can't wait to try some of the bigger and buffer Pokemon when I get them. I see how they look following me.
And they also released the limited edition Pokemon Let's Go Switch bundle that included Let's Go Eevee and Let's Go Pikachu.
So I've been to a couple of stores today. I've been to a Best Buy and a Target. And other than at Best Buy, where there was three systems that had been pre-ordered, I have not seen one of these for purchase on the shelves.
They seem to be really, really difficult to come by. But one of those three, actually...
Uh-oh.
...is here in this bag.
Oh, no. Did you get one?
So... Right here. I figured we might do a little unboxing on the podcast.
Wow, Chad has just whipped out a Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu Nintendo Switch console bundle. Wow.
I don't know if I'm happy or sad with myself. I'm not sure.
Oh, man.
So the box looks really, really good. It includes the Pokeball Plus, so it's got a little bit steeper price tag on it, but it has a Pikachu and Eevee on the dock, a light brown and a bright yellow Joy-Con with a white and a brown Joy-Con, what do you call those?
Grip
there.
Or not a grip, the little attachment that makes the L and R button.
Yeah, the straps.
Joy-Con strap.
So this is kind of different for the straps and everything, at least, because they're always black.
Yeah.
So on the back, you got some really, really nice artwork there with Pikachu and Eevee frolicking in a field.
I cannot believe you bought this, dude.
I can't
this
either.
Is crazy. I'm sorry to the listeners. They cannot see this. We'll definitely put a picture up on the Instagram page of Chad's bundle here that he bought.
So opening it up here right now, see everything. Wow, the Joy-Con are not exactly what I
That Eevee one is kind of an ugly color.
I actually like
this yellow Pikachu. That's awesome.
That's not bad.
Yeah,
I sure hope they have some for the other side, another yellow and another brown.
Yeah, and then, of course, the Switch console on the back, it's got some, silhouettes of Pikachu and Eevee on it?
Yeah, Pokeballs and then Pikachu and Eevee, if you can see it
so
there.
So cool.
That looks really nice.
We will definitely put pictures of this up on the page if Chad doesn't mind.
Of course not.
What else you got in there?
Also, let's see here. We got the instruction manual for the Pokeball Plus. Now, this Pokeball Plus actually doesn't come in the box.
Doesn't come in the box. What
it's
a bummer.
It's just wrapped up in the bubble wrap.
You need to return this.
Garbage.
And then also, there's the Joy-Con strap.
There's the Joy-Con strap.
That's very odd.
What would you call
it's
that
like
color? It's white.
Like an off-white.
Off-white. Oh, that's really odd. And here's the brown
That's
one.
Kind of a dark brown.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, of course, this does not come with a physical version of Pokemon Let's Go. It comes with a download card. So there's that right there.
For Let's Go Pikachu. Also, we're getting into the dock here. I believe the grip is just a plain old grip. I don't know why they don't customize the grips.
I know. It's
here.
Nintendo, what are you doing?
So unpackaging the dock here. So
that's awesome.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
I actually like that pretty well.
Oh, yeah. Man. Wow, I cannot believe you did this, Chad.
So Pikachu and Eevee are just laying down on the front of the dock. there's nothing on the back of it. or inside it.
So. Well, no wonder when I was about to wrap up the show, you wanted to remind me about the console because you literally had it sitting there on the ground
exactly.
in your back.
I felt bad bringing it up myself. I was hoping you would, you know,
like, what does he want to talk about this bundle for? It's not like we're getting it. Well, man, this is great. I think that's going to do it for tonight. We want to thank everyone for listening, and we're going to get back to playing Pokemon and looking at Chad's new Nintendo Switch here. So we'll see you guys next week.
Look who's back. And this time, the two of you are partners in the latest installment of the Pokemon saga. It's Pokemon Yellow, the special Pikachu edition for Game Boy Color, where it's you and Pikachu catching as many as you can together. Look for the Pokemon Yellow Bundle Pack. It includes a limited edition Pokemon Game Boy and Yellow Game Pack.